Hello there. Welcome to our 17th writing lesson. In this unit, we're going to see something very specific. We're going to talk about a project specification. So what is a project specification? Well, it's a document in which a project is described and specified. So you're going to have to talk about the reason for the project. You're going to talk about the goals of the project and so on. So depending on what type of project is done at the company where you work, this kind of idea is going to be a little bit different. But this text has general orientations about what kind of information is important in this kind of document. So since this is a document and not a message, you're going to see that it's a lot less communicative than some of the other messages that we have been seeing so far. So having said that, let's get to work. So first of all, we have the title of the project. So it is a project specification for the Tallahassee, Florida Production Operation Outsourcing. So a few weeks ago, we worked with a message that had the abbreviation TX. TX means Texas, a state in the United States of America. And here we have FL, which stands for Florida, another state in the United States. And Tallahassee is a city in Florida. And so how is this project described? Well, it has been determined that it is something feasible to maintain our production operation stateside. So first of all, what does feasible mean? So feasible is kind of similar to plausible or possible. So it talks about something that can be done. And also you have the expression stateside at the end of this phrase. Stateside means in the United States. And what goes in that blank? Well, it has been determined that it is not anymore feasible, not long feasible, or no longer feasible to maintain our production operation stateside. Well, not anymore is a good solution, but not here. It doesn't fit the blank because the adjective comes after the blank. A possible expression would be not feasible anymore, but that won't fit in the blank, right? Because feasible is outside, next to it. And not long is not a correct option. It is only there because it is similar to no longer, which is our correct option. So no longer feasible means that it used to be feasible, but now it's not anymore. So in this sense, not feasible anymore and no longer feasible are very similar expressions. No longer feasible is a little bit more formal than not feasible anymore. So since this is a formal kind of document, then that only makes C a better option. So let's choose it and go ahead. And so they continue by saying, and something, remain within projected profit margins. So when you say within, you are saying that something is inside a limit. And what is the limit here? Well, the limit is the projected profit margins. So they projected a certain number, they imagined that this number would be good, and they have to stay within that prediction. So what can we put in that blank? Well, we have and while remain, and still remain, or as well remain. Well, as well is not going to show up in this part of the phrase, right? It's usually at the end, not before the verb, which is remain. The problem with while comes from two sides. The first is before the blank and the other one is after the blank. Because when you use while in the middle of a phrase, very often you're using it as a conjunction, which means you are putting two phrases together by using while right there at the middle. And the other problem is that you have a verb which is not in the ing form afterwards. So while is usually going to need an ing verb. So she sings while driving. Or you could have she sings while she drives. What you cannot have is she sings while drives, which is essentially what would happen if you put while in this blank. So our only good option here is B, and still remain. So still here is showing that we are continuing in this situation. So to still remain within the margins. So let's choose option B, still, and move ahead. Thus, it has been decided that the Tallahassee, Florida production operation will be outsourced to someone in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. First of all, what does thus mean? Well, thus is a very formal conjunction, which is going to show you the reason for something. So if you had to find an equivalent in Portuguese, it would be something like desta forma, deste modo, or maybe even portanto. Just remember that thus is very formal. In English, another option that is less formal would be something like for that reason, or maybe even because of that. That's another option that could also substitute thus if you are writing a message that is not as formal as this document. And so who is this operation going to be outsourced to? Is it going to be to contractors, to contractants, or to thirds? Well, it might be tempting to choose C, thirds, because in Portuguese we have terceiros, right? But here we have a very specific word that describes people from outside the company who do a certain service. And the word for that is a contractor. So that's why option A is the correct option here. So it will be outsourced to contractors in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. So let's choose that option. So now that the project has been described, the person is going to talk about an overview of the objectives. So an overview is like a general idea of something. So here we're not going to have anything very specific. Instead, what we're going to have is a list of all the goals. So the goals are to find suitable contractors in Mexico. Let me just stop there for a moment. Suitable is something like adequate. So something that is going to do the job, something that is going to be a good choice for the project. Then they're gonna enter negotiations. Then they're going to establish a collaboration contract. And then they're going to relocate operational what? Is it option A, personal? Is it option B, personnel? Or is it option C, person? Well, it can't be option C, right? Because this whole operation is not just one person. And what about personal? I have talked about this before. Do you still remember what's the difference between personal and personnel? Well, the difference is not only in the pronunciation. Personal, personnel. The difference is also in the meaning. Personal is something that you are going to use. It's your personal object. It's yours and not anyone else's. While personnel, that means a group of people who work in the same team or a same company and so on. So since we are talking about a group of people who are going to be relocated, our best option here is option B, personnel. And so we have two more goals: to adapt the supply chain, and also to decommission the FL Florida facilities. What does it mean to decommission? Well, that means that these facilities are not going to be active anymore. They're not going to be used anymore. So they are going to be shut down. So to shut down is what you do with your computer when you finish using it. It's similar to turn off, which means to stop working. So since they are going to outsource this production, they can decommission these facilities because they are not going to use those facilities anymore. So what about the personnel involved in this project? Well, the personnel most directly involved in the process will be the logistics department, something, Florida. So here what we're saying is there is this team and they are in Florida. So how do you say that this team works in this specific place? Is it based in, based off, or based on? Well, based on is what you would see if you were watching a movie about a historical event. So you could say that this movie is based on real life events. But we're not talking about movies here, are we? We're talking about people who work in a certain place. And based off is not really gonna work in this context. What we have is based in. So when you say that you are based in a certain city or a certain state, that means that is where you work. That is where you regularly work. So you might be working in New York, but you are based in Chicago, for example. So let's choose option A and move on. And so the specification mentions what are the functions of these people who are going to be involved with the project. So it will be their responsibility to manage relocating key personnel to their new position and to control the decommissioning of the Florida plant, ta-da-da, of the process. So first of all, we have this expression, key personnel. What does that mean? Well, it means that these personnel are very important. They are the key for a certain thing to work. And close to the end of the project, the Florida plant is going to be decommissioned, as we saw before. So how do we communicate this idea that something is going to happen when the project, when the process is almost finished? Do we use in the end of the process, at the end of the process, or on the end of the process? Well, C is not correct. On the end is not a real expression. In the end is an expression that happens very often, but it's not really adequate in this context. In the end has this idea of in conclusion. In Portuguese, you could say in the end as something like no fim das contas. So it's not really going to describe the end of the process. It's a more general idea. At the end, on the other hand, describes exactly what we're looking for. So you have a process and it's been going, and then at the end of this process, something is going to happen. So we have option B, at the end of the process, as the correct option. And now that we know the goals and also what the people involved in the project are going to do, we have the timeline, so the schedule for this project. So the time budget, something, the outsourcing process is a year starting from February. So the beginning of this timeline is going to be in February and it's gonna take a few months, right? So when you have a certain amount of time to do something, how would you describe that? Let's take a look at the blank there. The time budget allotted in the outsourcing process, allotted of or allotted for the outsourcing process? Well, this time budget is dedicated to this process, which means that it is reserved for this process. Allotted in this context is very similar to reserved for. So we are taking some time for this task. So allotted in and allotted of, they're not going to work in this context, which means that we should choose option C and move on. Then for a more detailed phase-by-phase timeline, please do something to the schedule attached to this document. So if you want more details, what do you do to this other document that is attached to this document? Do you refer to it? Do you defer to it? Or do you prefer to it? Well, prefer to doesn't exist when you're talking about an object, a noun, right? So you can say that you prefer to stay home on weekends. But stay home is like a verb. So prefer to needs a verb. So if someone asks you, do you like strawberries? You can say, yes, I like them, but I prefer blueberries. So here you are talking about the fruit you prefer. So you don't use to. You don't say I prefer to strawberry, I prefer to blueberries. That doesn't make sense. Which is what would happen if you chose prefer in this blank. Defer means that you choose to follow somebody else's advice. So you know much more about this than I do, so I am going to defer to your opinion or defer to you. So here the best option we have is option A, refer. So to refer is to make a reference to something, is to use something as a sort of information. So let's choose that answer and see what comes next. And now we have another topic, which is success something. What is that something? Well, before we think about it, let's read the description. So the main goal of the outsourcing process is to reduce costs and allow production to be performed in a more flexible and adaptable manner. So this is a goal, right? If you reach that goal, then it was a successful project. So this here is what they define as being successful. So achieving that is how they're going to decide if the project was successful or not. So let's take a look at the words that can go into that blank. We have criterion, we have criterias, and we have criteria. So we're probably looking for a word that in Portuguese would be represented by critério, right? Well, that word is criterion, but that's in the singular. So criterion is singular form, and criteria is the plural form. This is a very strange plural, I know, but it comes from Latin. That's why it works a little bit different. So criterias, B, is incorrect. You can have either criterion or criteria. But let's take a look at the description. Well, it says to reduce costs and allow production to be performed. So we're not talking about just one thing, right? We're talking about more than one thing, which is why we're going to use criteria as our correct answer here. And now to finish this section, we have successfully lowering overhead costs and successfully delivering products, something consumers, will be key criteria in determining a successful outcome. So you see, we're talking about more than one criterion. So first of all, what are overhead costs? Well, overhead costs are indirect costs. So we're not talking about salaries here. We're talking about insurance, we're talking about advertisements. And so these indirect costs that are not directly related to the production. And that last word, outcome, it means sort of like a conclusion. So the project is going to have a successful conclusion, a successful end, if these criteria are followed. And so what goes in the blank? Well, what you have here is a preposition. So do you deliver something for someone, with someone, or to someone? Well, if I deliver something, I am delivering something to you. Which means that the correct preposition here is to, option C. And so that's it. This is the project specification document. So let's take a look at what it contains. So it starts with an overall description in which they say why they're doing this project and what is the idea, the general idea of the project. Then we have an overview, a general description of the objectives. Then what the personnel are going to do, and how long this project is going to take. So a timeline of the project. And at the end, we have to say what it means for this project to be successful. So how do we define if the project was successful or not? That's the criteria, the success criteria that we're talking about. And so this is it for today. This was a project documentation that can be very different depending on where you work, on what you work with. So this is a general idea of what a project specification would have. So is it any different where you work? Let me know in the comments. And also, if you have any questions, also feel free to ask them. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Happy studies!